Happy day, Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. Just recently, I appointed me as the CHO, as opposed to the CEO of all of my companies. That's what I used to be, the CEO, but now I am the CHO. Oh, guess why? That would be the Chief Happiness Officer. I'm just so happy. I got IT guys working for me, but as opposed to them, I'm a TI guy. That means I know more. Just wanted to keep you all in the loop. Airports. I go through a lot of airports, you know, and they check your boarding pass. It's a constant thing. I mean, sometimes they're literally 5 feet from one another. And show them a boarding pass. Walk 5 feet. Show them a boarding pass. And the other day I was in an airport. Can't even remember which one, but it was like 8 times that they checked my boarding pass. And yet when you actually get on the plane, they don't check your boarding pass. Duh. That is true. Every time you get on an airplane now, they no longer, if they ever did, check your boarding pass. Wow. Okay, California, the minimum wage now is having an increase of $1 an hour per year for the next 3 years. So what, I guess? But you know, you got to kind of drill down on this. Gated communities. A lot of cities have gated communities, right? They're scared of all those immigrants, the guys, the bad guys that are coming into the country because of Nancy Pelosi. Blah, blah. That's another story another day. But the gated communities now are paying on average $250,000 more due to increased costs by vendors and related wage adjustments. Governments, they just screw up everybody's budget. What's a budget anyway? People are always saying, it's my budget. It's just a number somebody pulls out of the air, and then they say, here's your budget, kind of work around that. But when you have $250,000 increase per gated community with zillions of gated communities, you have an impact on the economy. That's just one. There's so many other ones. Here's a country club in Palm Springs, California. I saw this sign, and it just amazed me. They're planting some trees. Trees, you know, little trees. And they had to post a sign under California law. Restated agriculture landscape guidelines. I mean, it's long. I can't tell you the whole thing. But if you want to go plant a tree, you have to get all these permits and fill out all the forms. And boy, oh boy. If this document contains any restriction based on race, color, religion, sex, gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, this is just to plant a tree. your marital status, disability, genetic information, national origin, source, what color you are, how much money you make. You want to plant a tree? Just plant the bloody tree. I'd much rather beg for forgiveness than ask for approval, particularly in a communist state like that, because they're crazy. Jumping to Canada. This guy's learning fast, the prime mistake of Canada. He's really catching on how to wreck things, okay? You know, I wonder though. He gives away billions and billions of dollars. Now, the U.S., there's a Congress. There are people that say, stop, you can't do that anymore. In Canada, it has the appearance of not being the case. So I recently made that inquiry to several members of Parliament that I know, whom I know, and they said, it's in the budget. I said, describe budget. And they said, there is no budget. They just, your budget is spend what you want. More or less, the prime minister of Canada can do whatever he wants. It's his ATM machine. It's just piggy bank. And he's acted accordingly. He gives $50 million here and $100 million there. The guy's wild. I mean, here's a guy, he's a drama teacher. That's it. And all of a sudden, somebody gave him an unlimited bank account. It's like lottery winners. Have you read about them? Usually, not always, but just about always, when they win a whole bunch of money, it's gone in no time. They squander it because they have no clue. Here's a guy that has no clue. Clueless, I mean, pass a bill. All you MPs in Canada, you don't do anything except complain, all right, about how bad he is. Why don't you do something? Come up with a bill and say, you can't spend money unless, you know, budget, schmudget. I mean, somebody needs to come in there more than the word budget and control this. If you're going to ever give money, I mean, in one of my, many of my businesses, I have what's called impressed accounts. People have signing authority, but only up to a certain amount, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 to pay bills. Anything more than that, then it goes to another signature and somebody else has to approve it. Whatever happened here? And this prime mistake, you know what? The bigger the government, the happier he is. It's confusing. He keeps hiring more people and he keeps giving money away to anybody who wants it. Lastly of the day, the mayor of Calgary, Alberta, they live on oil, or used to. Here's a guy, the mayor. He gave $340,000 to an anti-oil sands lobby group called the Pembina Institute. What the heck? They're against fossil fuel. He's in a city that lives, thrives, used to at least, on fossil fuel. Downtown, it's approaching 40% vacancy in downtown Calgary in the office buildings. And here's this goofball who goes out and gives $340,000 to somebody who doesn't like them. him and the prime minister, maybe they're related. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more from you from the right, and Merry Christmas.